And welcome back to the DX Audio Service for December 1989. It looks like we have a special guest in the studio. Before we get into our regular scheduled programming, someone here in the studio wants to say a few words, and let me move the microphone down here. And what is your name?
Kenji Vox.
And how old are you?
Three years old.
3 years old?
Yeah.
And do you know that Christmas is coming?
Yep.
And who comes at Christmas? Santa Claus?
Yep.
Does Santa Claus bring you toys?
Yep. A lot of toys. I want a giraffe. A big giraffe.
You want a giraffe? And what else?
Sony radio. And a loop antenna.
Are you going to listen to radio stations on your radio?
Yep.
What kind of radio stations?
Civil radios.
Oh, okay. Kind that play good music?
Yep.
You like dancing the music?
Yep.
What kind of music do you like? Do you like Gloria Estefan and Miami Sound Machine?
No, I like Children with Tapes.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson?
No.
No.
I like Bedtime for Francis.
Oh, Bedtime for Francis. That's not on the top 40, is it?
No.
No. That's a good children's song, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would you like to say Merry Christmas to everyone?
Merry Christmas for all you at DXR service. Bye-bye.
This is Mark Marino for the DX Audio Service. What you're hearing is the last vestiges of KFAC in their last day of broadcasting.
Recorded at the Library of Congress some years ago, the Juilliard String Quartet on KFAC. They played one of the treasures of the repertoire, the String Quartet number 14 in C sharp minor, opus 131, music.
KFAC ended a 58-year tradition on September 20th, 1989. Bob Goldfarb, who was programming KFAC at the time, had some very interesting comments for KFAC listeners.
What's been your philosophy about programming music here?
I've always thought that the most important thing is to play great music, to play the best pieces performed by the best performers, and to have them introduced in a knowledgeable, friendly way by people who love the music and care about the music that they're playing. And I think we've largely succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to a lot of classical radio around the country, which I get to do as part of my work, you hear a lot of music that really isn't very memorable, and you hear a lot of people talking about it who may have a superficial enthusiasm, but I think don't have the depth of commitment that really brings listeners to grow to love the music on their own. What I've always hoped would happen is that through radio, and through the music itself, of course, we could draw people into classical music, that people who never thought of themselves as fans of classical music would come to be delighted by it, that the enthusiasm of the announcers would be infectious, and that they would come away from it with a curiosity and a desire to explore the music on their own. I've heard lots of heartwarming stories about that, about teenagers who always used to listen to rock and roll and listened to KFAC and liked what they heard and started buying compact discs and became classical fans. Other people who started going to philharmonic concerts and so forth.
There's a lot of media these days, particularly these closing days of KFAC, about the non-feasibility of classical music as a commercial format. Do you really believe that that's true?
It doesn't look good. Classical music once was a good business, not just in radio. It was possible for an impresario like Saul Hurock to make money presenting classical music artists. That's why he did it, because he made a lot of money. You can't do that anymore. The people who present concert artists are generally not-for-profit concert halls. Mm. Carnegie Hall in New York, or Ambassador Auditorium here, and lots of others that I could name and don't mean to slight. These not-for-profit institutions keep classical music before the public in the concert hall. I don't know that radio is any different. I don't know that on radio, classical music can make enough money to satisfy an investor. And that is really the problem. It's not that people are greedy. It's just that the rules of the game are that if you invest in radio property, you do have a right to a reasonable return. And I don't think classical music can provide that reasonable return.
Unless the station itself is bought for a lower price than what stations are going for these days.
Well, in a sense, yes, although it is also true that the audience is getting smaller for classical music.
Why?
Younger people don't seem to be attaching themselves to it in as great numbers as they once did.
But the audience is aging. I mean, there are more older people, and presumably these are the ones who would like to listen to classical music.
But those people have always been around. The problem is that as the population ages, people in their 20s and 30s just aren't as interested in classical music. Some stations try to appeal to that audience using gimmicks, and one thing that I've been proud of is that we've never reduced ourselves to having a three-ring circus.
As we didn't have to put on gorilla suits and give out dollar bills as a New York station did.
And I don't mean to disparage anybody who tries to bring classical music to a large audience, but I do think that if the music itself is not enough reason to listen, nothing will be. And that's why I think it's best for us to have played a lot of great music. Some music that is an exploration, some that's not so well known. By and large, playing the staples of the repertoire because people who love those pieces can't get enough of them, and people who don't know them really ought to hear them. So I can't be optimistic about the future of classical music on commercial radio. I do think just as the music thrives in the concert hall on a not-for-profit basis, getting contributions and so on, that on a not-for-profit basis it can also thrive on radio. If only the decision-makers at foundations would think of buying radio stations and making them classical, that might be one way to solve the problem. Or if the decision-makers in public broadcasting were willing to put some faith in classical music. Unfortunately, the trend in public broadcasting is also away from classical music.
Much to ponder. We've been talking with Bob Goldfarb here on KFAC. Now we're going to play a few golden oldies, one of my favorites, and I'm sure one of yours, Schubert's An die Musik, To Music. Dame Janet Baker is accompanied by pianist Jeffrey Parsons. KFAC, Los Angeles. Let's see, which one of these shall I use? Your first choice for classical music, still for another hour. I'm Mary Fain. I'll be making my official farewell right now. We're going to be listening to the Mozart Requiem and then some kind of spree going on out in the parking lot, which will be broadcast and which you're going to want to stay tuned for, I'm sure. Here is the Mozart Requiem. Our soloists are soprano Ellie Ameling. The alto is Barbara Schaller. Louis DeVos is the tenor. Roger Sawyer the bass. The Gulbenkian Foundation Orchestra and Chorus conducted by Michel Corbos. The Requiem, Kerschel 626, by Mozart. Thank you all.
After that piece, KFAC and KUSC begin simulcasting this special program.
Vince. My name is Rich Caparella, broadcasting from just outside the studios of KFAC. And if you're listening, you may notice we're on one channel at home. That's because you're listening to half of an historic broadcast. If you're listening to KFAC, what you're about to witness is the passing of the baton of classical music broadcasting here in Los Angeles. It's been my privilege to be part of a generations-long history of radio in Los Angeles, KFAC. For a lot of us, we are mere blips over the long and distinguished history of this frequency, 92.3. We'd like to welcome you, KFAC listeners. You have been a fabulously loyal, devoted, and vocal audience, and we'd like to welcome you here for this event, which will, during the next hour, hand the duty and responsibilities for broadcasting fine arts music here in Southern California. I'm on one channel. The other person here in the parking lot from KUSC 91.5 FM is KUSC's Gene Parrish.
Thank you, Rich. This is 91.5 KUSC Los Angeles, KSCA Santa Barbara, and KCPB Thousand Oaks. On behalf of the staff and management of KUSC, it's certainly my pleasure to welcome all the guests here and to welcome the KUSC listeners to this special simulcast. On a personal note, having been born and raised in Los Angeles, KFAC has been certainly a part of my life from the very beginning. And I'm certainly going to miss it. Yes, Wally Smith, I do listen to KFAC even while working for you.
We'd like to welcome to the microphones here at the parking lot outside the KFAC studios the president and general manager of KFAC, Jimmy DeCastro, and the president and general manager of KUSC, Dr. Wallace A. Smith. Gentlemen.
Thank you. We're here to celebrate the past, the present, and the future of classical music, and to pass the classical music baton on from KFAC to KUSC so they can continue the terrific classical music that they have been providing Southern California with. So, Wally, I'd like to officially, if I may, I never had one of these in my hand before, pass the baton from KFAC to KUSC. And ladies and gentlemen, we would like to make a toast, if we may. The champagne is being poured for the radio people out there. Thank you very much, and that will be all from KFAC. On behalf of Evergreen Media, may I get everybody's attention, please, to everybody in the Los Angeles Basin and here in the studios in Hollywood. We'd like to make a special tribute on behalf of Scott Ginsburg, myself, Jim DeCastro, and everyone from Evergreen, to Bob Conger for the job that he's done, to all of the staff that has worked so hard, Bob Goldfarb, Mary Fain, John Santana, Bernie Allen, Rich Caparella, and all the other members of this fabulous radio station. In the ensuing months since we've had this station, they have been fabulous in our help at keeping it together, and we would like everybody to join us in 60 seconds of silence of respect and admiration for Southern California's classical music.
And those were the last words heard on KFAC. They were silent for about a minute. They shut off the transmitter for a few seconds and came back on for the next 23 hours with nothing except a heartbeat and a little short snippet of a song just thrown in at random every once in a while.
KBT, FM 92, Los Angeles.
Finally, at 12 noon, Thursday, September 21st, we heard this announcement.
Cinco. Good afternoon, Southern California. This is Scott Ginsberg, President and Chief Executive Officer of Evergreen Media Corporation. And now live from the Hollywood studios of FM 92, KKBT, The Beat, Los Angeles, it's the official debut of Just Another Rock Station.
Yeah. From the barrio to the sea, to all of Southern California, this is 92 FM for famous Mexican Paul Rodriguez here with the crew of FM 92.
Over here on the right is Jim DeCastro, president and general manager of KKBT.
But I'm not a union guy, so I can't really talk on the air. Thanks to Liz, Kylie, and her whole staff. Everybody's here. We hope you enjoy the station, LA. We're building it for you.
Yeah!
Stir me all right about here. You have discovered the brand new beat of LA. FM 92, rock with a beat. This is Diana Steele. We got the beat. Here's the Go-Go's. You want it, you got it. The new FM 92, rock with a beat. Call us, let us know what you think. LA in the Valley, 520-9292 in the Orange County and the 714-977-KKV2. It is KKVT, FM 92. It is alive. We've got the beat of the street. FM 92, rock with a beat.
It's 5 o'clock and I just made my first mistake. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm expecting a check from Toto in the morning. Big Ron in the afternoon is back on the all-new station with the beat. Rock with a beat. FM 92. It's alive.
Rock with a beat. KKBT. FM 92. Los Angeles.
Standing in the shadows of love.
The all-new FM 92 with Big Ron in the afternoon. For those of you who think the drive home is a lot better now that FM 92 is here, please signify by blinking your headlights once. Now we know who the cool people are. It's Big Ron in the afternoon as Paula Abdul pays tribute to our general manager.
On September 18th, KKGO began programming some classical music during the day. What puzzles me is that there was no mention of this taking place during that special broadcast. Do you remember XTRA News Talk Radio for San Diego? Well, I hope you liked it, because it's gone.
This is your listening guide to Extra News Radio. All day, weekdays, every 30 minutes, News Radio begins with news. San Diego, North County, California, national, and world news. Next, you'll hear business and consumer reports, and then the latest in sports, plus traffic updates every 10 minutes, and exclusive AccuWeather updates. News, business, sports, traffic, and weather. Around the world in 30 minutes, all day, weekdays, exclusively on XTRA. News Radio, 690 AM.
Oh, 2537.
Mexico. The news, 690 AM. News Radio takes you around the world in 30 minutes. XTRA.
XTRA News Time, 10 o'clock. This is Extra, News Radio 690 AM. Good morning, I'm Stephanie Roberts. Although smoke is still in the air over the fire-scarred Pennsylvania State Prison in Camp Hill, prison officials say the latest riot there is over. They say all of the hostages who were held there have now been released. Dozens of injuries have been reported in two nights of rioting. exclusive XTRA AccuWeather forecast is for lots of bright sunshine through San Diego County today, including mountain and desert regions. Highs along the coast today, 67, inland 75 to 80, 55 to 60 degrees in the mountains and 80 for the deserts. At 10:01, here's an Extra News Radio traffic update from Chuck Miller.
We're getting reports of a fuel spill this morning on Mission Gorge Road between Gulf Crest and Jackson Drive. Careful as you motor through there this morning. A 20-minute delay at San Ysidro, 10 minutes now at Otay Mesa. I'm Chuck Miller, Extra News Radio, 690 AM.
San Diego police are looking into a reported kidnapping of a 14-year-old girl.
The Chargers take their show on the road Sunday to Seattle.
Here is the give to Carthon. The fullback fumbles the ball. It's loose. San Diego's got it. It's stolen away. Betsy Glenn to the 40, to the 50, to the 40. He is going to go all the way. Touchdown, San Diego. Betsy Glenn on a 76-yard fumble recovery.
This is Lee Hamilton. Join us for the Chargers-Seahawks game from the King Dome Sunday. The tailgate talk show at 10 a.m. The countdown to kickoff at 11. The play-by-play at 1. The Chargers, the Seahawks, Sunday on Extra News Radio 690.
I'm Jack Womack. Around the world in 30 minutes, this is Headline News.
There's only one place in San Diego to get comprehensive sports reports around the clock. It's on Extra News Radio 690. Get sports updates at 20 minutes and 50 minutes past every hour on XTRA. Jimmy the St. Christopher updates you on sports on your way to work in the morning. Myself, Brad Sussman, middays, and Lee Hacksaw Hamilton informs you of the happenings in sports on your way home. Sports updates at 20 minutes and 50 minutes past every hour. Right here on Extra News Radio 690 AM.
Do you like beautiful music? Well, if you live in Los Angeles, you're going to have to listen to a Riverside station to hear some. That relaxing place to be in your dial isn't quite so relaxing anymore.
KJOI.
Whenever you want Southern California's softest music, just touch 98.7 FM, and it's sounding awfully good on a Friday. Hi, I'm Claudine St. Clair. It's 4:12. I just heard Bob James doing Maputo, Neil Diamond prior to that, and we open the set with the silky sounds of Anita Baker, Caught Up in the Rapture. Up next, Dionne Warwick, Jeffrey Osborne, The Eagles, Special Effects, and Brooklyn Bridge. Stay with us.
Insurance adjuster tells me this morning.
See dealer for details.
Music you can feel. Touch 98.7 FM.
This is Mark Marino reporting for the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, Mark. As the marketing majors predominate as broadcast managers, more and more, the bottom line becomes the bottom line. Goodbye, KFAC. You've made a lot of friends over 58 years. As KFAC begins a new contemporary era, we move into a new and challenging decade as the 80s segue into the 90s. The holidays are here again, and both Mark and I wish everyone the best for another year. For the DX Audio Service and Market Scope, I'm Phil Wayne. See you next month.
Greetings, Numbers Watchers. This is Laura McCusker speaking to you from beautiful Albany, New York, with a look at some radio ratings results from the spring and summer of the unforgettable last year of the decade of the 80s. As usual, this time we have numbers from a handful of key markets, as reported by Radio and Records Magazine from the Arbitron Rating Service. Starting here in New York, up in the snowy Buffalo Niagara Falls market, CHR Music was tops with WKSE at number one, scoring a high 11.3 share last summer. Adult Contemporary was number two, with WJYE peaking with an 11.2 share in the spring. Country Music finished a respectable third, with WYRK posting an 8.8 share in the summer. On the AM side, WHTT, a simulcast with HTT-FM, came in at number six with a 7.9 share last spring. WGR, which was AC at the time of these numbers, they're now News Talk. They came in at number 11, posting a 4 share in the summer, up from 1.6 in the spring. Buried down at number 17 was former big-time rocker WWKB, now a talker. They had a dismal high of a 1.7 share for the spring. Unmentioned in this survey, unfortunately, was 1440 WJJL. I just DX'd them a couple of weeks ago. I'd like to have known how they were doing. In Rochester, AORWCMF posted a high of a 17.4 share for the spring. WPXY-FM and simulcast 1280 AM playing CHR was second, peaking with an 11.6 share. And legendary DX Pest WHAM placed fifth with an 8.7 share. Moving to the west, in Dayton, AOR was the top format again, with WTUE posting a 10.1 share for the summer. CHR WGTZ was next, and country formatted WHKO was third, with a high of 8.5 for the summer. DXable 1290, WHIO, a news talker, was number six with an 8.8 in the spring. And Clear Channel WLW came in eighth, peaking with a 5 share. And unfortunately, buried all the way down in the 19th position, somebody I hear occasionally, 1410 WING, with their gold format, they posted a paltry 2.3 share in the spring. Taking a look down south, country music is not tops in Nashville, as one might suspect that it would be. CHR WYHY instead claims the top spot with a very respectable 17.3 share for last summer. Number two is AOR WKDF with a distant 10.7 share. WSIX-FM with a country format is third. And WSM-FM, also country, is number four. They peaked with a 10.4 share. AM, as usual, not doing great, with WSM-AM at number 10 pulling a 4.1 share, and News Talker WLAC 1510 at number 11 doing no better than a high of a 2.6 share. In Louisville, country is tops, with WAMZ in the number one position. They had a 16.4 share for the summer. CHR WDJX AM and FM was second, peaking at 15.3, and Powerhouse WHAS 840 was third, with a high of 12.2. In Charlotte, Urban Contemporary was on top, with WPEG posting an 11.4 share. Country was second, with WSOC FM and DX Pest WBT came in the middle of the pack at number 8. They peaked at a 7.2 share in the spring. Urban Contemporary continues to do well in New Orleans, with WYLD-FM on top. They had a 13.3 share for the summer. And WQUE-AM and FM, they're also Urban Contemporary. They were number 3 with a 10.9 share. And don't forget, Radio and Records reports mainly top 50 markets. Occasionally they dip into the top 100. Which is interesting, of course, but as DXers, we always enjoy hearing those little stations in small markets, and we'd like to know how they're doing as well. The only way one generally has access to those sorts of numbers is through the local media, which usually reports on these things. Now, seeing as I can't get my hands on every local newspaper in the country, I have to depend on your keeping an eye out and submitting these articles to me when you come across them. I know I've mentioned this before, but I think it bears repeating, as the response to my request has been totally underwhelming, to say the least. So far, I've not received a single article regarding any of the secondary markets, so I just continue to report on the big guys who are reported in the trade papers. If you see anything you feel may be pertinent to this column, be sure to send it along to me, Laura McCusker, that's M-C-C-U-S-K-E-R, please get the spelling right, at WROW Radio, 341 Northern Boulevard, Albany, New York, 12204. Remember, radio is a communications business, so communicate. One of these days, let me hear from you. Until next time, good DX to all, and happy holidays.
Hi everybody, it's Chris Swank, and in the Oops, I Goofed column, Remember last DX audio service I mentioned a station in Washington State being at 850 on the dial? Wrong. I meant to say 750 in case there was any confusion. 750 kilohertz. That's all I have this time, people. I'm out of here.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami with a rather interesting format change. Long-time AM station WAMT 1060 on the dial in Melbourne, Florida, has gone, guess what? Spanish. Don League, who's also a DX audio service reader, tells me that they went Spanish really just after Labor Day. But I just found them here a little while ago, and if somebody would pass that on to Jerry Starr for his otherness column, I think it would be interesting. And I'll try to get an ID of them for John Volker, although they're not a daytime signal here in Miami. I didn't even know there was enough of a Hispanic population in Melbourne to warrant a station in Spanish, but I guess there is. And playing music and having commercials in Spanish, they sounded pretty good.
Hi, this is Marcy Scott from Watertown, Massachusetts. It's November 9th, 1989, at about 8:15 in the morning, and I have two things to report. One is we have a new station in the Boston area. 1330 WDLW has changed to Showbiz Radio WRCA, and it plays musical comedies, things from musicals and comedy routines and some 50s and 40s ballads. Also, WWFE in Miami, a gentleman commented that it was news and music. I've been able to get it during the summer all the way up in Stuart, Florida, and even up, as far up as Vero Beach, rather clearly. And not only is it news and music, but it's also excellent Cuban soap operas from the 50s and some very good drama programs as well, if anyone understands Spanish, you know, speaks Spanish and can get that down there. So it's thanks so much for the DX Audio Service, and you're doing great.
Hello there, DX Audio Service members. This is Danny Yeomans calling from Griffin, Georgia. First of all, I'd like to say that we had a couple of members that tried to come in on net here on Tuesday night on 3.840, but we weren't able to pick them up too good. The other thing is the WQXI M790 and 94.1 are currently simulcasting. They have been for several months. And they're fixing to go through a format change on Wednesday. So we'll see what takes place there. And also, I got a hold of a back issue of 1985, the very first issue of the DX Audio Service, and really was impressed with the WLS history. And I know John Balker on some of his commentaries there reflects on history of radio, and I really do like that. I think that's a great thing. So, anyway, I think that's it from Griffin this time. I may call back again here before you do your audio service and report if WQXI did change call sign. I don't know if it's in the AM switch. It wasn't in there this month. So we'll just keep y'all up to date on that. They're saying now they're going to sign off the air, that 94Q is going off, but I get some inside stories that they're not. They're just going to change their format. So I think that's it. And y'all get a chance, check in on 3840 on Sunday nights, and we'll look for you there. 73. This is N4PGE, Griffin, Georgia.
Hi, Fred, and other DX Audio subscribers. This is Doug Hunsinger in Silver Spring, Maryland. I wanted to pass along my holiday greetings to you and to all of the people that contribute so much to the newsline, like John Balker and Phil Wayne and Jerry Starr and the rest. Also, wanted to pass along greetings to Ron Clark and his wife, Debbie. Ron, I owe you a phone call, probably two or three. And I do have your telephone number, finally. I had it from an old audio service, so I'll definitely be giving you a call sometime. Also, I want to make a quick observation. I spent the Veterans Day weekend in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area, and they have probably one of the most interesting AM markets that I've seen in quite some time. Very little very little simulcasting with the FM stations, and there's quite a bit of music, oldies and adult contemporary, also new wave and classical, and country music as well as Christian format programming. Found it to be very interesting.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami, and I'm just reviewing my DX audio service tape. I can't remember whether I called this message in before, so Fred, please don't use it twice. But John McCann wanted to know about 850 in Cleveland. Well, 850 WRMR, that's been on in Cleveland for a very, very long time. Used to be WJW, an old-time station. Not a daytimer gone nighttime, but an old-time nighttime operation. Maybe somebody forgot to pull the switch for the night pattern or something, and that's why John was hearing it in Virginia. Also, the clock station with the all news and the RRCWID from Cuba is Radio Relo. They're on many frequencies, and 760 is their main frequency. That is to say their originating frequency, but they're on lots of frequencies with an all news format and time every minute and the RRCWID. Well, I just want you to know that I heard your little feature on air checks on the HCJB DX party line, and I'm really glad that you're getting that in there, and it sounded really good, so congratulations.
Hi, this is Steve Bauer in Wichita, Kansas, looking for someone that might be able to tape a radio station for me. I'm looking to hear from KKRV in Lake Isabella, California. If anyone is near that station and could do a composite tape, send me the tape. I'll be more than happy to return the tape to you. The address is 3120 West 9th Street, Wichita, Kansas, 67203.
Hello, Fred. This is Bill Koppelman, Bill Scott Koppelman, that is, in Boulder, Denver. And I just wanted you to know that KLZ 560 in Denver no longer plays the country as of 12 a.m. this morning, the 20th of November. KLZ is now Z-Rock. So the call letters stay the same, but the country has gone away. Thank you, Fred.
And those are some of the musings from the members here at the DX Audio Service. And if you got something on your mind, got something to say, and if you're a member of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, tell us all about it by giving us a call on the Action Line. The telephone number is area code 419-224-3916, 24 hours a day. If you have a computer, you can send us an electronic message at FidoNet1:234/16. Or you can send us a message on the shortwave radio echo, which we have on our computer bulletin board. Or just drop us a card or letter here to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835.
And hello again, everyone. This is Ken Onischuk from the Chicago area on the DX Audio Service with a sports update. Well, I went out to Lincoln Mall in Madison, Illinois tonight looking for the National Hockey League guide. Unfortunately, neither Kraken Brentano or J. Dalton Bookseller had it. So I had to call up my good hockey bug, Kurt Peterson in Urca, and asked him, and he didn't know that much. But here's a general rundown of the National Hockey League stations. Next month, perhaps, I'll have a more complete list. In the Campbell Conference Norris Division, Minnesota on WCCO 830, Chicago on 780 WBBM, St. Louis on 1120 KMOX, Detroit on 760 WJR, Buffalo could be on 550 WGR, Boston on 1030 WBZ, Hartford 10 A80 WTIC, Quebec is unknown. Anyway, within about a month, if someone can give me a hand and send me the stations or whatever, I'll dig them up. I should have more better lists next edition of the DX Audio Service. through the NBA guide, I got a good list here of all the stations, both radio and television, as far as up to date as I can get. Atlanta Hawks on 920 WGST with Steve Holman. Television most likely is Channel 17, but on television I have seen Channel 46, I believe, as WGNX or something else on there. They might have changed it this year. Boston Celtics 590 WEI with veteran Johnny Most and Glenn Ordway. TV Channel 56 with Bob Cousy and Mike Crispino. Charlotte Hornets 1110 WBT. Yeah, we're big time now in basketball, huh, guys? Steve Martin and Gil McGregor do the play-by-play. Well, on television, Channel 18, it's Gary Sperber and Mike Pratt. Chicago Bulls this year had a bit of a switch. AM 1000 WLUP will do the radio portion with John Rooney and Junior Bridgman. Channel 9 WGN will carry it with Jim Durham and Johnny Kerr. Channel 9 did not want a simulcast with the radio, so the Loop had to get separate announcers, and they did. Cleveland Cavaliers on 850 WRMR again with Joe Tate, and Channel 19 will carry the games with Joe Tate and ex-Cavalier, I believe it is, Jim Jones. Dallas Mavericks will be on 820 WBAP with Ted Davis and Al Stone. And just a second here, the playoffs, when the BAP switches over to the Texas Rangers, the playoffs will be on 1080 KRLD. The Mavericks games will be on Channel 11 with Al Stone. Okay, continuing, Denver Nuggets on 850 KOA with Bob Martin and Jeff Kingery. I heard their game last Friday night, and it was pretty good against the Knicks, though they lost. Detroit Pistons, NBA champions, will be on 950 WWJ and on Channel 50 with George Blaha doing double time on both. Good luck, George. Golden State Warriors on 680 KNBR with Greg Papa and on Channel 5 with Papa and Jim Barnett. Houston Rockets on in English on 740 KTRH with Gene Peterson and Jim Foley. In Spanish on 1320 KXYZ with Rolando Becerra and Alex Lopez Negrete. Indiana Pacers got a new outlet this year, 1260 WNDE with Mark Boyle. On television, Channel 59 with Bill Hazen and Bob Leonard. Los Angeles Clippers on 930 KRTH with Ralph Lawler and on Channel 5 TV with Lawler and Kevin Lockery. The LA Lakers on 570 KLAC with veteran Chick Hearn and Stu Lance and on Channel 9 the same team. The Miami Heat English broadcasts on 560 WQAM with Sam Smith and Eric Reed. On 710 Spanish WAQI with Savrel DeValle and Carlos Fournier, best as I can say those names, and television channel 33 with Smith and Reed. Milwaukee Bucks 620 WTMJ with Jim Irwin and John McLaughlin, and TV channel 24 with Jim Paschke and John McLaughlin. Minnesota Timberwolves, their first year, 1130 WDGY with Kevin Harlan, and on television channels 5 and 29 in the Twin Cities area with Kevin Harlan and a color man to be announced. New Jersey Nets on 1130 WNEW with Howard David, Jim Spanarkle, and Michael Corrin on the dial. And on television, WOR-TV, Steve Albert and Bill Raftery. New York Knickerbockers on 660 WFAN with Jim Carvelis and Walt Frazier, ex-Knick star. Orlando Magic open up the season on 740 WWNZ with David Steele and on Channel 68 with Cub announcer Harry Carey's grandson Chip Carey and Jack Givens, an ex-basketball star, too. Philadelphia 76ers on 610 WIP with John Gurevich, and on Channel 17 with Neil Funk and ex-76ers star Steve Mix. Well, if anybody else can save me information, I'd appreciate it. My phone number, never a collect call here, but just a quick call, I'd appreciate it. Starting, let's see, right now it's 1-312-957-9245. Any time in the evening would be fine. I'd love to hear from you. Okay, that's it for now. Ken Onischuk reporting sports, and take it away, Fred, and we'll look forward to next issue.
And we'll see you next year, 1990, here on National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. That wraps it up. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, and all the best wishes from my family to yours. This is Fred Vobey from the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.